When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Gentlemen, gaze at the joint that we love so much. Tip your hat and greet the home with a friendly touch. See above you, gentlemen, the sign of life, where you get a loan on anything but your wife. And it's you and it's me and it's them and it's they and it's everyone on the block, lining up on the day we grab our pay and we get, like they say, out of hock. Everybody's buying back something, from a plush sofa to a safety lock. Oh, the wonder of keeping it two whole days before you put the damn thing back in stock. Your mind till Monday, ain't you a beautiful sight? Going home with your papa on a Saturday night. No three-ball sign till Monday, no cheesy ticket to write. Uncle lent you to Papa every Saturday night. Saturday night we blow the dough, shoot the roll, 'cause I know when the clock strikes my Cinderella must go. Back to Uncle Mike till Monday, boy, and I'm holding you tight. Papa's taking you home on a Saturday night. Ain't you a beautiful sight? Going home with your papa on a Saturday night. You're mine till Monday, boy, and I'm holding you tight.
And I'm holding you tight.
Papa's taking you home
on a Saturday night. We blow the dough, shoot the roll, 'cause I know when the clock strikes my Cinderella must go. Back to Uncle Mike till Monday.
What an inspiring tribute to the working man. That was from A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, 1951 musical, with a lovely score by Arthur Schwartz and great lyrics by Dorothy Fields. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on Peconic Public Broadcasting 88.3 FM. I thought this would be a good opportunity to celebrate the working man, an ode to the proletariat, because it is my regretful duty to inform you that, yes, as you know already, it is Labor Day weekend, and our glorious, lovely summer is drawing to a close, and those of us who've had our feet up on the ottoman or on the deck chair for weeks and weeks and weeks now have to get ourselves in gear and go back to work. So let's look at the various working men and women who've appeared on the Broadway stage in various guises and various times. They'll be all American. Let's try that. Obviously, the era that celebrated the working man the most was the Depression, the 1930s, when so many working men and women were looking for a job. And we'll take our first song of this period from the 1963 musical Flora the Red Menace, which is set in the Depression. And there's the young Liza Minnelli dragging her cohorts to ask for one good job that will get them into the warp and woof of American society and hopefully turn the tide. So from Flora the Red Menace, here is Liza Minnelli.
Application for no job. How do you like that? Last name, please print plainly, Metzaros. Mezzaros. First name, please print plainly, Flora. That means flower. Home address, 307 West 4th. Get off at Sheridan Square. Walk north. Previous experience, none. Reason for applying for this position. Reason for applying for this position. I'll be glad to tell you, Mr. Garrett. I'll be pleased to tell you, Mr. Malik. The reason in a couple of words is this. All I need is one good break, just one good break, then, Mr., watch my speed. One substantial break is all I need. One substantial break is all I need to make them all stand up and cheer. Set the world of art right on its ear. Give me a chance. I don't want any handout. Give me a boost, 'cause I got it all planned out. Give me a lift, and I bet you they stand outside my door all begging for a chance to study my sketches. All I need is one good break, just one good break, then, Mister, watch my speed.
All I need is one good break, just
one substantial break is all I need.
Substantial break is all I need.
One substantial break is all I need to make a splash they won't forget.
I'm gonna get you.
Hey, New York, I'm gonna get you yet. Give me a chance, and I know I can do it. Give me a boost, and I'm gonna see to it. Give me a lift.
Some new Italian clothes,
a private plane,
and see the latest shows.
And strike a fancy pose, and Mom and Dad wouldn't know me. All I need is one good break, just one.
All I need is one good break, just one.
All I need is one good break, just one.
One good break, then, Mister, watch my
Well, let's say one of those eager young workers got a job in a union in New York City, say the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. Well, you might actually wind up finding yourself on stage in a Broadway musical. If there was ever a labor union musical of all time in America, it was 1937's Pins and Needles. This was actually started by the ILGWU as a way of getting their workers to sort of bond together. This was the idea of David Dubinsky, who ran the union. And they actually commissioned songwriter Harold Rome to work with members of the union, songs that young proletariats might be interested in. And they rehearsed it on their weekends and their nights off, and they put together the show, which is one of the biggest hits in the Depression. It was not recorded in an original cast album. It was recorded many years later, and this is what we'll hear a track from, and it sums up, again, this notion of union is not just a labor idea, but an idea of community and spirit and coming together. So, from the score of Pins and Needles, One Big Union for Two.
I've decided the only way I can woo you is to take a hint from the AFL and the CIO.
Now you're talking, perhaps I might listen to you. I don't say that I'll say yes, but I don't say I'll say no.
Then it's not too late to negotiate.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Perhaps we can agree. I'm on a campaign to make you mine. I'll picket you until you sign in one big union for two. No court's injunction can make me stop until your love is all closed shop in one big union for two. 7 days a week I want the right to call you mine both day and night. The hours may be long, but 50 million union members can't be wrong.
When we have joined up, perhaps there'll be a new recruit or two or three.
For that's what teamwork can do. In one big union for two.
We won't have sit-downs inside our gate. We'll never need to arbitrate in one big union for two.
We'll have no lockouts to make us frown, no scabbing when I'm out of town in one big union for two.
Will you pay your dues? They're very light. A kiss each day and a kiss each night. Our life will be a song.
For 50 million union members can't be wrong. When we have signed up and made the grade, we'll add a member.
Union made who looks like me and like you.
One of the great things about our show, Broadway to Main Street, is we try to give you music that was introduced on the American stage, and that isn't always necessarily from a Broadway musical. At the height of the 1930s, the Federal Theater Project was the government-funded arts organization that brought theater to millions of people around the country, and they did a play, or sort of a play with music, maybe that's a better way of putting it, called Sing for Your Supper in 1938. And a man named Earl Robinson wrote a beautiful cantata called Ballad for Americans. Now, Earl Robinson was a progressive-minded individual. He wrote music to the Ballad of Joe Hill. He wrote a song that Sinatra recorded called The House I Live In. And, of course, for his ideals, he was eventually, you know, hunted down and made miserable in the 1950s. But be that as it may, it was 1938. And his song was so buoyant that after the stage production, a producer at CBS named Norman Corwin brought Paul Robeson into the studio to record this. It's a 10-minute cantata. We're only going to hear the last third of it. It's called Ballad for Americans, and it gives you the idea, again, of the sense of community among all members of the nation back in the late 1930s. Here's the one and only Paul Robeson.
Still nobody holds anybody. Everybody who's anybody, they doubted it. And they are doubting still, and I guess they always will. But who cares what they say when I am on my way?
Say, everybody who's nobody. I'm the nobody who's everybody.
What's your racket? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an engineer, musician, street cleaner, carpenter, teacher.
How about a farmer?
Also.
Office clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Mechanic?
That's right.
Housewife?
Certainly.
Factory worker?
You said it.
Stenographer?
Uh-huh.
Beauty specialist?
Absolutely.
Bartender?
Positively.
Truck driver?
Definitely.
I have
all of them. I am the et cetera and the and so forth that do the work.
Now hold on here. What are you trying to give us?
Are you an American?
Am I an American? I'm just an Irish, Negro, Jewish, Italian, French, and English, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Polish, Scotch, Hungarian, Litvak, Swedish, Finnish, Canadian, Greek, and Turk, and Czech, and double Czech American. And that ain't all. I was baptized Baptist, Methodist, Congregationalist, Lutheran, Atheist, Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Jewish, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist, Mormon, Quaker, Christian, Scientist, and lots more.
You sure are something.
Our country's strong, our country's young, and the greatest songs are still unsung. From the plains and mountains we have sprung to keep the faith with those who went before.
We know anybody, for anybody, believe it. We anybody, for everybody, have no doubt.
Out of the cheating, out of the shouting, out of the murders and lynching, out of the windbags, the patriotic spouting, out of uncertainty and doubting, out of the carpet bag and the brass platoon, it will come again. Our marching song will come again. Deep as our valleys, high as our mountains, strong as the people who made it. For I have always believed it, and I believe it now, and you know who I am.
Who are you?
America!
Well, maybe a little on the nose, but still powerful nonetheless. That, of course, was Paul Robeson. In an earlier broadcast about Marvin Hamlisch, I mentioned that he was one of two people to win the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony, and the Pulitzer. And I couldn't remember who the second person was. I said Steve Sondheim, but I've done an injustice to one of my favorite composers, Richard Rodgers, who is, of course, that other person. Let's hear three songs by Richard Rodgers that celebrate the working man and the working girl in all their various occupations. The first is 10 Cents a Dance, a song about a dance hall worker, sung by Emily Burgle, a rising cabaret star who appeared with us this summer in our Broadway to Main Street concerts in East Hampton, singing 10 Cents a Dance by Rodgers and Hart. So we'll start with her, and then we'll have two more by Rodgers.
I work at the Palace Ballroom, but gee, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of these lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, one that the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight. The saxophone blows, trumpets
but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can purchase the tickets and rent me next. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts, my good luck has sent me. The chorus of elderly beaux. Stockings are porous with holes in the toes. I'm here till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance.
She works hard for the money. We're going to hear two more Richard Rodgers songs, one about vaudeville. Now, you know, Actors Equity and vaudeville stars were very leading people in terms of creating unions in America. I think the vaudeville people had a union first before Actors Equity did. But here's a song called Two a Day for Keith, which is about the number of shows that these vaudeville dancers have to do for their various circuits. Sounds like a lot of hard work. And then we'll segue into a Rodgers and Hammerstein song from Carousel. But first, from On Your Toes, of course, On Your Toes, 1936, To a Day for Keith.
I worked for Keith when I married Lil,
and after a year I got young Phil.
I couldn't pay the hospital bill,
so I was born in vaudeville.
It's two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo. Pantages places for a day beside a supper show. But you're a favorite audience no matter where we go. With two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo.
Remember my dad, old Phil the First.
And Phil the Second is not the worst.
As a dancing fool, Phil the Third is cursed.
It's two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo. For Valley Markers, five a day for half as much the dough. We never will forget you folks right here in Kokomo. With two a day for Keith and three a day for Lo.
We'll go a-whaling, a-sailing away, away.
The people who live on land are hard to understand. When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. So I'm shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a feller can flip a hook in the hip of a whale. Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away, away we'll go. Blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day. For many and many a long, long day. A rocking upon the sea, your boat will seem to be like a dear little baby in her bassinet. For she hasn't learned to walk, and she hasn't learned to talk, and her little behind is kinda inclined to be wet. Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away, away we'll go. Blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day. For many and many a long, long day.
That was Jerry Orbach and Co. from the 65 revival of Carousel at Lincoln Center. That's a tough job being a whaler. I wouldn't want to do it. Of course, it built our communities out here on the East End, like Sag Harbor, so we doff our cap to them. Other unions and other occupations that have been regaled in song include policemen. This is the lament of one particular girl from Bakkenharnick's musical Fiorello, who had the bad luck to fall in love with a member of New York's finest.
Oh, gosh, life is so complicated. I love a cop. I love a cop. What a situation, ain't it awful? Life is really grim. I can only say that it's unlawful how I feel towards him. I love a cop. If I introduce him as my steady down at where I work, I can hear the rumor spread already. Dora's gone berserk. Then there's Thea. Oh, how gruesome. Can you see me introduce him? You remember her, she detests. You remember him, he arrested you. I'm so confused, I'm so confused. If I loved a dentist or a doctor, I'd be up on top. But I love a cop. Wasn't easy to accept him. Now I think he's sweet. You should hear him tell the way I swept him off his big flat feet. I love a cop. I love a cop. I can see his drawbacks clear as crystal. Still I testify. Once you take away his club and pistol, Floyd won't hurt a fly. Floyd's ambitious and he's forceful, energetic and resourceful. I can see how far this will carry him. If he'd get an honest job, I would marry him. That's how it is. He's mine. I'm his. Little did I know
Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and this is our special Labor Day broadcast where we're celebrating working men and women of all stripes here at Peconic Public Broadcasting. It's been a great summer. No regrets at all, as Edith Piaf would say. We've been supplying some interesting programming for you. And I just want to point out, if you're listening and you listen often, that our engineer here, Kyle Lynch, has been brilliantly dutiful and sophisticated in putting all our shows up as podcasts on the site. So if you go to peconicpublicbroadcasting.org and you look at programs and you look at Broadway to Main Street, you'll now see some 40-odd of our shows with program descriptions, etc. So please avail yourself of that if you're a downloader and a podcastee. And, of course, continue to support our wonderful station. All right, back to Labor Day. Well, of course, the oldest profession, we all know what that is. And that's been memorialized in song on the Broadway stage several times. We'll hear a Scarlet Woman double feature here. The first is Lilias White, who's having a tremendous triumph this summer out here at Bay Street, singing The Oldest Profession from the Life. And then we'll segue into what happens when people get a little tired of people working that side of the street from another Bach and Harnack show called Tenderloin, a song called Reform. But first, Lilias White.
Out and weary, I ain't no machine. My head hurts, my feet hurts, and everything in between. I'm getting too old for the old profession. I'm getting too tired and too slow. I'm getting too old for the half-hour session. I'm getting too old for a pro. Getting too old for to climb all those stairs now. A half dozen times every night. I'm getting too old for to take 'em in pairs now. Or to take off my clothes. Light. I can't seem to manage those Shriners who manage to manhandle me every trip. To tell you the truth, when I was 16, it was fun turning tricks. I needed the money, and I wanted some kicks. I ain't 16, I just turned 26.
Your mouth now. You say you've been in the life for 10 years. How many days you figure you've been on?
I don't know, but Lacey, get your calculator, baby. Let's figure it out. All right.
Say 5 Johns a night, 6 nights a week. Of course, that was back in my prime. That's 30 Johns a week, 50 weeks a year. Cause I always visit Mama at Christmas time. So that's 30 times 50 multiplied by 10. Holy shit, let me do that again. After 10 years in the trade, I've really made it great. It says here I've been laid by over 15,000 men. Lord, have mercy.
Wouldn't those ladies be surprised to see how reformed new little old New York was in the early 90s when Disney came along 42nd Street? The Life celebrated those denizens who worked 42nd Street in the 1970s. And that's a kind of lame segue, but here we go, into a 1978 musical called Working. Working was based on a series of monologues by Studs Terkel. And certainly if any musical celebrated the working man and woman, it was obviously that. It had a wonderful tapestry of songs from different writers. Stephen Schwartz was a key figure in putting them all together, but we'll hear songs from two other writers. The first is by James Taylor, a lovely song called Mill Work, sung by Robin Lamont, and then Mickey Grant, another wonderful Broadway pop songwriter in her own right, a song called Clean and Woman. So, two songs from the 1978 musical Working.
My mind begins to wander to the days back on the farm, and I can see my father smiling at me, swinging on his arm, and I can hear my granddad's stories of the storms out on Lake Erie, vessels and cargoes, fortunes and sailors' lives lost. It's my life has been wasted, and I have been a fool to let this manufacturer use my body for a tool. I get to ride home in the evening, staring at my hands, swearing by my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance. And may I work this mill just as long as I am able, and never meet the man whose name is on the label. It's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon gone, and the rest of my life.
Shoulder.
from the musical Working, which, even though it was a flop in its initial appearance, still keeps coming back in different ways and different productions. The ultimate worker musical is, of course, The Cradle Will Rock by Mark Blitstein, the show that caused so much controversy in 1938 when it was shut down by the Federal Theater Project. John Houseman's The Acting Company revived it in the early 80s, and here are two numbers from it, a passionate song called Joe Worker, and then we'll hear the finale to The Cradle Will Rock, led by Randall Mell, and you'll hear a little bit of Patti LuPone organizing in the background, and I don't mean organizing her Rolodex, I mean organizing to throw off Mr. Mister. Two songs from The Cradle Will Rock.
A story? Is that what your papers want? A story?
Listen, here's a story.
Not much fun and not much glory.
No class.
Low down. The thing you never care to see until there is a showdown. Well, here it is.
I'll make it snappy. Are you ready?
Everybody happy?
Joe Worker gets chipped.
For no good reason, just chipped.
From the start until the finish comes,
they feed him out of garbage cans, they breed him in the slums.
Joe Worker will go
to shops where stuff is on show.
He'll look at the meat, he'll look at the bread,
and too little to eat
sort of goes to the head.
One big question
inside me cries,
how many fakers, peace undertakers,
page strike breakers,
how many toiling,
right at his work and he drops.
Weary, weary, tired to the core.
But then if he drops out of sight, there's always plenty more.
Joe Worker must know
that somebody's got him in tow.
But what is the good
for just one to be clear?
Oh, it takes a lot of Joes
to make a sound you can hear.
One big question
inside me cries,
how many frame-ups, how many shakedowns,
lockouts, sellouts,
how many times
machine guns tell the
to make you wise.
Listen once and for all, you scared bunch of ninnies. Outside in the square, they're starting something. That steel marching out in front. But one day there's gonna be wheat and sidewalks, cows and music, shops, houses, poems, bridges, drugstores. The people of this town are finding out what it's all about. They're growing up. And when everybody gets together, the way steel is getting together tonight, where are you then? Listen, you black legions, you Ku Kluxes, you vigilantes, hiding up there in the cradle of the Liberty Committee. When the storm breaks,
the cradle will fall.
Listen. The Boilermakers are with us. That's the Boilermakers' kids! The Ruffers! The Rollers! Steel! Your steel! They done it!
They're marching down here. They got no permit to march.
Arrest them!
Arrest them? There's thousands of them. They're standing out in front of the courthouse right now.
My God! What do they want with me? Don't worry, that's not for you. That's just my Aunt Jessie and her committee.
That's thunder, that's lightning, and it's gonna surround you. No wonder those storm birds seem to circle around you. When you can't climb down and you can't sit still, that's a storm that's gonna last until the final wind blows. And when the wind blows, the cradle will rock. The cradle will rock!
That was the rousing finale to the acting company's production revival of The Cradle Will Rock. The Cradle Will Rock reminds us there was a time when the Broadway musical, the Broadway stage, was a venue and platform for the pressing social issues of the day. And of course, in the 30s, labor unions were immensely important and difficult. You'd read about strikes and strike breakers in the Ford plant in Detroit and so on and so forth. So not necessarily the kindest or the cheeriest musical, but one of my favorites because Mark Blitstein's songs have that right combination to me of pleasant aggression. That's what I would call them. We celebrated Labor Day today with a number of different jobs and occupations, vaudevillians, policemen, hookers, mill workers. And it may sound a little grim and a little, despondent at times, people going through what their jobs are about. But let's get to a rousing finale, perhaps the most amusing and certainly the most popular of musicals about capital and labor, of course, The Pajama Game. So during this show, the workers at the pajama factory strive to get a raise, strive to get a living wage, and here's their final rally in all of its exuberant success. So I can't say that it's tough being a radio host. It's the best, most fun job in the world, certainly at WPPB. But I've enjoyed this summer, and let's celebrate our workers. And the rest of you, get back to work. It's time to get back to work. Here's The Pajama Game.
I figured it out with a pencil and a pad. I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
We figured it out.
I figured it out.
We figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 5 years from today, only 5 years from today, I can see it all before me. Only 5 years from today.
5 years, now let's see. That's 260 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, a time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $852.74!
Yay!
That's enough for me to get an automatic washing machine, a year's supply of gasoline, carpeting for the living room,
a vacuum set or a plastic broom,
not to mention a 40-inch television set.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing.
Pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 10 years from today, only 10 years from today, I can see it clear as daylight. Only 10 years from today.
10 years. Now let's see. That's 520 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, at time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $1,605.48!
Yay!
That's enough for me to buy a trip to France, across the seas, a motorboat with water skis, and maybe even a foreign car.
I charge a car at the corner bar.
But not to mention a Scrabble board with letters made of gold.
So, hello!
Today,
I can see it like a vision.
Only 20 years from today.
20 years. Now let's see. That's 1,040 weeks.
Times 40 hours every week.
At roughly 2.25 hours overtime.
At time and a half for overtime.
Comes to exactly...
$3,411!
And 96 cents!
Whoa!
That's enough for me to be a sultan in a Taj Mahal. In every room a different doll.
I'll have myself a buying spree and buy a pajama factory. Then I can end up having all my hassler work for me.
So, hello!
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.